On a clear, summery morning, Richard Nagel looks out over a wooded West County hillside.
Well, we're standing on the upper end of about 8 acres of open space, which is absolutely gorgeous. There's a small oak woodland here, and then sloping hills that look out on a valley full of vineyards and trees.
But two things are special about this property. Downtown Forestville is just a few hundred feet away, and the land, rather improbably, is on the verge of becoming an open space park in the heart of that community.
There's been efforts over the last 30 years to develop it, and the town has risen up when the plans were grandiose to push to not have that happen.
As one of the founders of the Forestville Planning Association, he's currently the group's secretary and past president, Nagel has followed these various proposals, which over the years have included a hotel, vineyards, a subdivision with a new school, even a 9-hole golf course. And following a rezoning in the early 90s, a high-density commercial project put together by developer Orrin Thiessen, the man behind Windsor's downtown.
He did a good job of coming to town meetings, talking about his project, listening to the town. The town really wanted a town square. So he came up with a complete design and submitted it to the Planning Commission, and it was accepted. I think it was 55 condos and 19 commercial units and 30,000 square feet of commercial space. It was a huge development for Forestville. And then the recession hit, and unfortunately, Orrin went bankrupt. The bank took possession, and so we were in a position to be able to go after the property for the town.
So the FPA, the Forestville Planning Association, turned to Sonoma County's Open Space District. Here's Executive Director Bill Keene.
We have a matching grant program, which is about creating opportunities for urban open space, particularly focusing on those urban recreational opportunities. Like in the past, where we've funded projects like the Prince Memorial Greenway and the Windsor Town Green, this fits in line with those types of projects. So I think it greatly achieves that idea of urban open space.
The Forestville project won a $750,000 matching grant, which Max Bloom, the FPA's current president, says has nearly been met.
The deadline for the match is June 1st. The money is coming in every day. We have some really wonderful, very significant in-kind contributions that will go towards maintaining the property, which is obviously a big concern. I can't share all the exact figures now, but we are on the cusp of reaching our goal.
Bloom expects the purchase will be completed later this summer, after which the town can concentrate on fulfilling its collective vision for the land.
The vision for the land is to create connectivity with the West County Trail. Currently, it sort of stops abruptly and is a bit confusing for people to find their way through town. So bring that through the property up to the Maribel 116 intersection to continue on down Maribel Road and ultimately to Steelhead Beach. And then to create a park in the downtown area in the traditional gathering place in town for like the Christmas tree lighting, town socials, and alike.
In other words, it really isn't going to change very much. Ever. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.